Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of FilmSack. It's what we do sometimes. It's a commentary track for the Next Generation Star Trek episode called Season 3, Episode 1, Evolution. Evolution is the name of the episode.
Right.
It's called Season 3, Episode 1.
But if you're looking for it, it's on Netflix or various other places. Just look for Season 3, Episode 1. It will be called Evolution. Randy, mm-hmm. You picked this one. I want to just briefly tell people why this one, because you seemed pretty adamant about its quality or not quality.
So this is the fourth episode of Star Trek The Next Generation that we've watched on this podcast. And in the first two, we seem to be hitting along the first and second season, like that horrific "What Were They Thinking?" episode. And this is the first episode of this third season, and so it makes sense that we would watch it because Gates McFadden has been away for a whole season, and she's suddenly back.
Yep.
And they don't know what they're doing with her yet.
Pulaski kept that seat nice and warm though,
because now she's yep. back mm. in outer space.
B, yeah. It's a really bizarre story about this third party that you're going to see. But most importantly, it's a Wesley episode.
Great. And great.
Man, you're just going to watch this and see some things that are iconic about the teenage boy on the sci-fi show.
Aren't you glad the internet came along and social media came along and let Will Wheaton redeem himself in the way it did?
Yeah, he totally has, too. Because
you know, it would have screwed him. He'd have been, his whole life having to be Wesley without being able to really do much about it. You know? Mm-hmm. He couldn't defend himself.
Yeah. Well, and that doesn't always work. That doesn't always work either. Like, look at Dustin Diamond.
Mm, good point.
Or don't. Please don't look at Dustin Diamond.
Don't look at Screech.
No, don't look at Screech. He's fine. Screech. Let him do his thing.
You do, don't put your fingers in his cage.
So it's it's me, Brian Ibbett, Brian Dunaway, and Randy Jordan here to watch this. Now, if you're new to FilmSack, I just want a little disclaimer here. If this is your first episode and you're just tuning in, you're thinking, man, this is a little bit weird. Well, this isn't the normal thing. So this is on the same feed, but the normal show, go back and listen to our previous show and many before that, and then next week's show will be normal again, and you'll see what the show's really
that'll
like.
That'll become apparent when after 100 and however many shows we've done of this, or 200 and whatever, we still have such problems explaining how to pause your Netflix and know when to start it. They'll know right away that this isn't the norm.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, well, fair enough. Here's what we're going to do. We've paused the movie. We're going to give you folks a chance to sort of do this and do it as accurately as possible. If you're doing this on Netflix, I mean, it's paused almost immediately. As soon as there starts to be a fade-up, the ship's big main, what do you call that part of the ship? The saucer section.
The saucer section. That's like the first episode of the whole new
right,
series.
I forgot. Saucer section is visible over transposed on top of a big red planet, and you're just starting to see the neck of the ship come up behind it. You want to pause right there. It's not even fully faded in yet. That's where we are paused right now. And when
see the nipple of the ship. It's yeah. right
yes,
there.
Yes,
right. Little nipple of the ship.
Little right. nipple of the dish.
So we're going to...
The dipple.
Separate the nipple section, quick.
Right. Separate the dipple. So I'm gonna say go at the end of 3, 2, 1, and you at home, we here, we're all going to hit go, and we're going to watch this thing together and do a little commentary. So here you go. It begins in 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, we got a flying right. ship.
Mm-hmm. And a star.
And a blue light.
Well, what is that? Oh.
I don't know. Like lens flared for a second.
This is so serene.
This is a little JJ.
Stand by.
Your man. Oh.
That was like the most useless SE-30 ever.
Right?
It really was. This isn't the one with the game. Oh, that one's called The Game. No.
Right.
Is that Wesley's hand?
Oh, Wesley, you can't fall asleep on that.
Oh, don't do that, Wesley.
Looks like Dill's doing a streaming session.
Oh, he's got Wesley acne. Whackney.
I love this music. Not really. Oh, he's got his little man purse.
Oh, he creates a new life form by accident.
Spoiler.
Sorry.
Evolution.
I remember this now.
Look at number one over there. He's so uptight.
Dude, this is the one with the guy from Scrubs in it.
Scrubs.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right.
Dr. Bugeyes. Kelso, right?
Kelso, right, that's right. It. Yep, exactly.
Oh, get on your onesie. Come on, pointing at you.
I've been waiting forever. Going to my cabin.
Randy, is this also the first Star Trek episode where the new uniforms are on?
No.
No. Okay.
No, they'd already been doing that.
All right. I thought that was all of season two.
Anybody else in gray?
I can't think of anybody else. I was just thinking.
The red, the yellow, the blue, but
right.
Starfleet pajamas. They look like jammies.
They do. Ooh.
Well, you can tell already. I didn't have to see this episode to know that this guy's going to lose it before the end of the thing.
Right? No,
he's kind of got crazy eyes even when he's happy.
Mm-hmm. He's not had a surgery for nothing.
Right? Everybody has great hair in Star Trek Next Generation. You guys notice that?
Not great hair, just well coiffed, perhaps.
Yeah, Mott the Barber has a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the blue head guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, except for Picard, no hair at all. Good job.
What's all this ruckus out here?
Shut up, Wesley. Wesley, get out of your pajamas. This is a Starfleet ship.
What's going on here?
Season three than I
remember. I'm totally not listening.
Yeah, what is happening?
He's, you know, the scientist guy is super excited about this thing that's about to happen.
Right.
And Picard is like, all right, whatever.
He spent his entire professional life developing this one tool to measure this one thing that only happens every 200 years.
I'm not going to make the short bus comment at all.
Yeah. That ship.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Hello.
That's why you should always wear your seatbelt. Ooh.
Yes. I'm laying on the floor and I'm still being shaken up.
Flip flopping like a fish. I love that sound.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared here.
Hey, this is Worf's Bob era, or the shorter Bob. Right? I know it gets longer.
It's been a long
time. Getting from there.
One of the things that really bugs me is that when things start going wrong, Data is gripping his console and looking around.
Yeah.
Right. You would think he would have really high APM.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that they would have like systems designed for him to interact with very rapidly.
Right.
Instead of just like holding on tight and looking around.
Yep. I believe you're correct that this should be the case.
Yeah.
I think this is a new intro, by the way. Season three introduced different graphics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Slightly.
I thought it was always the same throughout the seven seasons.
Pretty sure it got tweaked.
If I would have known this would be where Scott's head was at, I would have watched some episodes from season two before this.
Yeah, I don't remember. Right. At some point it changes. I don't remember when. It could have been later, but. And this is the one with the 3D glowy words. Nope, not yet. Later on they have that. Season four has glowies behind those words.
Oh.
Yeah, like Superman style, like streaks.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right? Back in the Donner days.
Right. Who's operating that camera?
Nobody.
Oh, man.
A robot.
You're a robot.
See, it wasn't until the BSG reinvigoration or the BSG reimagination that they started making it seem like a dude was in space holding cameras.
Right.
And they would suddenly zoom and be surprised and stuff like that.
Yeah. What?
Well, I'm watching that show over again right now, and it's kind of hard to avoid. Like how weird it would be that there's a guy out there just filming.
The intro just freaks me out because you just never know where the Enterprise is going to come at you at. It's going to either come in this side, that side.
Never know, dude.
Right.
Like the bonus levels in Galaga.
Right.
Is it me or does the ship look dumber as the years go on?
It's not aging well.
I mean, specifically this Enterprise, I'm saying.
Oh, I think it still looks cool.
Wow, Worf is so much bigger than everybody.
Dude, get a chair, dude. Actually, this is like the 70s. The Enterprise, no one ever wears a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Did they have one on the Scott Bakula Enterprise?
I think they did. They were a little bit more conservative. Uh-oh, getting sucked right in.
Kind of do have a memory of straps, like X'd over your chest.
So, yeah.
Is this first season we get the beard? Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
Already had the beard.
Season two. Hold on.
I'm holding on to this wood grain for dear life.
Season two Riker. Beard.
Yeah, because they make a comment about it in the first episode of where he has the beard.
Right.
And if that would have been season three, we would have seen it now.
Oh, it looks like during two, he grew the beard, but not the whole season.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, there was an episode where the first time you see him with the beard and someone's like, nice beard. Like he grew it overnight or something. Yeah.
As you do.
It just showed up and they said, hey, keep it.
Did the other captains do that? Walk over to the consoles and like start punching in stuff while the other person's sitting there?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or is that just Picard?
He's always the backup in case someone sucks.
Right. Hoopai. Looks like this episode has Hoopai.
Yes. Hoopai.
I got shot in my butt.
Yeah, what are they doing? Is it his ace? His ash? Oh, Crusher, she's back.
She is.
With
she's not baiting a lamp at all.
She you notice they pause there as if someone was clapping.
Right. Yeah.
Like a stage version of this.
The Vernon Shirley audience.
Yeah.
It's the big Raku.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, she's got it. Did you see that? She has a regular like digital thermometer in her hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just getting that anal temperature.
It's about to go up Kelso's butt. So let's see. Will Wheaton would have been about 18 here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually.
That's when the crowd laughed.
He wears that eyeshadow really well. Wheaton does.
Yeah.
Just enough.
Oh, weird. I never noticed it.
No, me neither.
Oh, I don't like that.
Everybody in the sick bay got new dues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? Something about his hole? What? You left an instrument in my hole again.
Thanks, Mom.
Right.
Seriously, he is he's just the same character as Kelso.
He really is, yeah.
It's hilarious.
I see.
A pep squeak.
There's a problem with the.
Oh, Brian.
Fix the food slot.
We play that on TMS all the time.
Oh, that's where the clip came from. Yeah. You asked for a glass of water overflowing.
Yeah.
That's a.
Computer fixed the food slot.
See?
Pizza Hut glass from the 80s.
I come back to this ship and it's broken?
Those red glasses are totally from the 80s Pizza Hut. I used to love those.
Yeah.
I think they used them because they didn't look dirty when they were dirty.
Right, right? But they chip so easily.
Yeah.
Feel my jacket. Mm-hmm. It's made of...
Can't stop rubbing it. Plus, I'm missing a button I don't want you to notice.
What's she doing? She's like Radar O'Reilly with his with his hand. There you go.
Did I ask you to sit down? Get out.
Wesley, have a boner.
Shirt tug.
Yeah, shirt tug. Does it a lot. Those things ride up like nobody's business. What was that supposed to mean?
Should be the name of the episode. Well,
yes, it's a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
The scene is so unnecessarily quiet.
Yeah.
Right? They do that a lot.
Take off like I thought it would.
I don't think this is typical of Trek, though. They usually don't have this kind of space between conversations.
They did when they two would talk.
Oh, these two?
Yeah, because they had this
romantic tension.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they'd just kiss.
Just do it. Well, of course, that's the stupidest thing you ever said.
We did a DNA test, Beverly. I'm not the father.
He was really into Ashley Judd for a whole episode.
It was fantastic. Putting cones in her rod or whatever the hell it was.
I got you. Now, can we end this conversation? There's like a Devo cup over there.
I was reading a thing about how their suit smelled the other day.
Really?
It's real bad. Really? Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
Is it polyester? What are those things made out of?
Yeah, and they're all sweating under those lights.
Mm. Oh, God.
And by the end of the week, the laundry guys were like, this is
no
hell on earth.
Yeah. Right. Nerd reek.
Worse than that. I mean, like, you know, Pulaski.
Was that caution variable gravity move, Wesley? I can't see.
I've never seen so much PVC pipe.
I'm kidding. It's like a happy birthday banner back there.
Yeah, it does. Was it a caution? What?
Variable gravity. Area. Areola.
Areola.
The big gap between gravity and area.
Variable gravity area.
Caution, Randy. Caution.
Yes. Stop. You need somebody to warn you that the cargo bay could potentially have no gravity.
Why?
We need a big warning over here.
Objects in room are larger than they appear.
Right, yeah.
Are lighter. Heavier again. They're more variable than they appear.
It's not impossible.
Walk toward the screen.
Closer.
Go.
Too close.
This is where I've got 2020.
He's so mad when you ask him anything.
No, Worf gets screwed a lot.
He does.
He works hard. He's unlucky in love over there.
To your seats. Vector. What's that?
Why does he...
Vector.
Why does he have to keep all... Why do they all have so many fingers touching things at the same time? It's like they're
playing chords.
They're playing... It's like they're playing StarCraft or something.
Yeah. I like the idea they're playing chords. Stay down, Picard. Jeez, buddy.
Actually, if you think of it, they kind of are playing StarCraft.
You know those doors are open and closed by people.
I know. There's two dudes back there going chomp, 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 chomp.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Right. I'm in charge of flashing the lights on and off in the background.
Mm-hmm. Oh, much better.
Maybe the ship just wants to play chess.
Mm.
Shall we play a game? Yeah, I'm not taking that elevator. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm thinking, man.
I just saw the... All right, seems to be working just fine now. Great.
I love the conference room. Conference room is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, commercial.
I got those big windows and everything.
Wow.
Those can't be comfortable. Those big cushions right in the middle of your neck.
It's like pushing your head forward, like, sit like this.
It's the future, Brian. They sleep on flat, like, square boxes instead of beds.
You got to be more comfortable in the conference room.
See that camel toe? For Pete's sakes. Cover that up, lady.
Yeah, Kelso. Lady. What's he wearing? Is that a dickie?
You just said camel toe, and it took my brain a minute to register what that means. I was looking at the plant next to the door thinking, oh, the camel toe plant. That's a...
She has camel toe. He has moose knuckle.
Yes. I will never talk to you again.
Someone take this dental rag off my neck.
It looks like
the numbing is wearing off. I don't know why I'm giving him Picard's voice.
He does kind of have the more nasal British voice.
Yep.
Oh, it sounded dirty.
Oh. Oh, boy, that's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
Stubbs?
Yeah. Can I call you a Stubby?
Dr. Stubbs.
Where's Crockett?
That's great. Stubbs and Crockett. I think that's Tubbs, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
It's
been
so much better as Stubbs. Old Stubbs and Crockpot solving crime on the streets of Miami.
What? How? Why did he put on two jackets? They're inside the ship. He was wearing a shirt comfortably earlier.
Bundle up.
Fashion.
Cold in there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The car likes to keep it cold so he can see the nipples.
All right. So we
totally useless.
She said on today on Twitter she didn't want to be an actress. By the way, she said she wanted to be a sportscaster. It was interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that that whole little discussion ended with them deciding they got to kill the doctor.
Yeah, basically.
They got to kill Dr. Stubbs. He said he wants to die.
Yeah. Beam him out into space.
Lesion. You've got a lesion.
You know, I don't know how to read.
But my spirograph isn't working.
Wes. What am I hearing? People behind him talking?
Yeah, yeah.
It's yeah. Noisy. It's a little bit of ambient noise
there. That's really weird, yeah.
No, Wesley, what did you do? Oh. What did you do?
I like that Will Wheaton was a cute kid, you know. Handsome kid, nice kid.
Yeah.
But now he's just a schlub like the rest of us.
Absolutely.
I like that.
He doesn't wear makeup anymore.
That eye makeup. I never noticed it till Randy said that.
Yeah, but now it's like you can't look away.
Yeah.
He also hasn't tried real hard in his adult life. Like so many actors like Matthew McConaughey, they try so damn hard.
Right. They're always working out. We're just hey, yeah, Will Wheaton, lazy ass.
Nanobot traps.
Just me, minus my eyebrows.
Mm.
I'm here.
I'm just enjoying the view.
It's a real sister act. I can't think of any more.
I love the pulsating ant farm behind him.
Why are you rolling around on the floor like a burglar?
Burglar! A jumping jack flash. I don't even have a line for it. Final product.
Project.
He said product, though. I agree. It should
have
been.
All right, we're all going to rewind.
No, no.
At the count of three, it'll be 3, 2, 1, rewind.
No. Skype lag.
I'm impressed they use gigabytes.
Different buffers. Oh, you say gigabyte?
Yeah, he did.
Gigabytes. Call it a gigabyte.
I'm just impressed they even knew that was back in.
Why is he talking to Guinan about this?
Well, because she caught him putting nano traps all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a upscale Roach Motel.
Mm-hmm. Nano very lights upscale. Check in.
Space Roach Motel.
Mm.
Was she in Generation? She was, right? For a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Like,
she knew, what's his face? She knew
the same people or whatever.
She was the delivery of what the Nexus is, which is basically don't go there.
Yeah.
Mm.
But she was from the same planet as Clockwork Orange guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in, Crusher.
Duty.
Yes, mother.
Okay, mom.
What do you mean you won't tell anybody that I may be the cause the ship's destroying itself?
Right.
Go talk to the captain.
It's not a really
What's the worst
deal?
He's gonna do?
Seriously, it's the usual thing with all these shows. If you just told somebody what's going on, I mean somebody other than the bartender.
Mm-hmm. Problem solved in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm. Instead of the last two. Oh.
There are 4 million nanobytes.
Hands in the pocket.
I went through a period where I dressed.
There, Kelso.
I went through a period where I dressed like that guy. I'll admit it.
Really?
Yep. My
Did
early
you wear
20s.
A scarf too?
Yep. My early 20s, I walked around like that. Not with a scarf, but a big loose jacket like that and baggy pants.
Fanfare.
Oh, this is sweet.
It's a pop-up blocker.
Yes, 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 Data. No.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. This is why you're the captain.
Yeah, the music's right. That annoying. You put the whole ship to...
Reboot! Reboot!
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Right. Pretty much what he just did.
Right.
Reboot it.
Oh, that worked well. Good thing you restarted. Right. Look at all those things going on. And Worf has no idea what to do at this point. He's Pee Wee Herman in the background.
Right. Why is this my spot? There's nothing even back here. What am I doing back here?
I like Worf.
Looking at the back of the captain's
I
head.
I want a new series, and I want Worf to be at the head of it.
Didn't they do that?
Nope.
That is a great rumor.
It's be an awesome deal, I'm telling you. He'd be older. Let him be an admiral. Whatever.
Yeah, who cares? He's not that old. He's aged well.
He's like 60.
Look, my hair is disappearing.
Wesley, is your junk taped down, Wesley?
Because if you run, it'll be like bouncing.
I wonder, actually, if they... I would do that, I think. If I was a 17-year-old actor kid, I don't want my noodle all...
Yeah, but you also don't want to look like there's the absence of noodle.
Right.
That's worse.
Tape it down.
Sorry, ladies, it's so big, I can't even tape it down.
That is no penis. You get... He has a butt part. Look at that thing.
That's my butt part right up there.
That should be a thing we do, a series of things where we just do the voices for everybody. Ooh, baseball references.
Yeah, so Michael Piller really liked baseball.
He write that and, DS9 stuff?
Yeah.
All the baseball.
And,
mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of stretched.
Yeah.
All this stand around and talk quietly thing.
Yeah.
This show needs a lot more. This episode needs a lot more excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like this portrayal.
It really is like filler, you know? Yeah. I mean,
mm-hmm.
This doesn't advance the plot as much as... Okay, so we know he's really dedicated to this thing. All right, great, move on.
Yeah, keep moving.
Let's see here. Let's go back to the lab.
If any of my traps picked him up. Oh, no. Not that one. Empty.
Oh.
This one.
The blue crystal just lights up. Nothing there.
Yeah, it's,
nothing.
It's,
by the way, he just had a great opportunity to tell somebody what the hell was going on. He was just talking to someone who, you know, would have probably protected his
found
situation.
One. What's that Activision game where you put stuff on a pedestal?
I think that's Bible.
You know, the kids.
Oh, the one with the robot.
Yeah. It's really popular right now. Then Disney has one like it now. What's it called?
Oh, Oblivion, or not Oblivion. Infinity?
Infinity's Disney.
Infinity?
What's the other one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Skylanders.
Like those little Skylander set in there.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, what happened? What does it
mean?
Give me my
Game Boy back. Stop it. No.
Mom, I need a date.
Because I need to do this on my own.
One that doesn't turn into a giant hairy beast.
Cold sore.
Hell yeah, maybe.
Or a big Zed he's covering up. Oh, gosh. Slow down, Wesley.
All right, sorry.
Ooh.
So angry.
You're not my mom.
Right? Over the last year, he developed a new mother in the holodeck.
She's so much better.
Played by Naomi Judd.
He's doing a little Barkley time in there.
Right.
Total Barkley move.
Can't tell you because you're going to be mad.
Mom, I've been catching nanos.
Gotta catch them all.
May have done something.
I got a Charizard.
So damn, much silence in this anything. Episode.
Mm-hmm. It was like it was made for us to talk over.
Right?
Right.
Perfect.
Randy, this is a smart one to pick.
Meep, turn left. Meep, turn left.
Okay, so these these SCVs are rebuilding the ship.
We require more gas. That's great.
Evolved.
They're Wesley nanites. Wernites.
Data's like, what? I never would have suspected him.
Nanites were humping, and they were making new nanites all over the place.
They escaped. Okay.
Oh, one's crawling at my penis right now.
Gosh dang it, Brian.
So once again, SCVs.
Snake. Let's play some Snake.
Oh, that made me laugh.
Oh, wow.
They square dance, apparently.
Yeah. So I got
down
more.
And round. Once to go. Grab the partner and
have sex and
can make another one.
Evolve.
I got that joke, Brian. Thank you for me to you. That was great.
Oh, I get it.
Look at that face, man.
I think he's chilled out, dude.
I know. Look at that.
Whoa. Psychedelic.
Mm-hmm. That makes we've created life.
This is the usual thing on Trek, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to, you got a new life now. You got to prime directive all that up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Luchavirus.
Luchavirus. It reproduces via wrestling.
Lucha. None. Achoo.
Well, there was a, I had to get a shot a while back, but that's for something completely different.
He just did a.
He did.
Jedi move, dude.
Right. Mm-hmm. These aren't the nanites you're looking for.
These aren't the nanites I'm looking for.
My hair,
you
I miss it.
He's always playing with his hair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I miss it so much.
The story goes that he gets some of it in him or something like that. Like he gets a nanite up his wazoo.
Well, right,
something maybe. Like that happens. I remember maybe thinking of, I might be thinking of something else.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of something else.
Yeah.
I've been noticing Wesley.
You forgot
your
to
butt.
Zip up your, you forgot to right. zip up your back right. there, Wesley.
That,
that's what is that?
That suit is kind of form fitting. Uh oh, no, he's the bad guy.
Oh.
Oh.
You notice he's the only one with pockets and he keeps sticking them in him?
What's up with the Enterprise made of butter in the background there?
Right. Yeah.
Why did they carve an Enterprise out of butter?
Look at that.
They have to keep the ready room all cold.
Unpainted models.
Who farted? I mean, come on.
Oh, Riker. Oh. Come on, dude.
He who smelt it.
This was
dealt it. Obviously.
No, it's always Worf that dealt it. Yeah. Always.
What? What are you going to do about it? I'll do it again.
Damn your Klingon ass.
They're all going down. Nope. Oh, good job.
Oh.
Doesn't manual control mean somebody has to actually sit there and do something with it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So somebody in some room somewhere is like twisting knobs and, oh, yeah. Gosh.
Look who I found.
And I do it again.
And they're angry.
Oh, so he murdered him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That music was oddly not Star Trek-ish.
It was.
Oh, bum, it was.
Bum, bum, bum.
That was. That's how you know when people are serious, they quit shortening words. It is a matter of survival.
True. I will make proper grammar.
I will hang you from a yardarm
and ask you how many lights you see.
Uh-oh.
Ah.
Now you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like to be not schooled on morality by a robot.
Right. Not to mention, I'm a robot.
I'm Would a you robot.
At this point, they don't realize that every single person on the bridge is a Cylon. They think there's, they think there's only just one more to find.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's okay now.
See, I got pockets.
He does have pockets. Yeah, there's only two people who have pockets. They both had their hands shoved in them. That's the reason why they had to ban them.
Totally true.
Worf, look at Worf, still standing there holding that one spot down.
Yeah.
Yeah. This time with his right hand instead of his left. Got to hold on to this piece of wood.
I don't have any chords to play right now.
There's no auto run. You got to hold down W.
I'm getting a little closer, Data, so I can hear you. Hello, Data. What are you doing?
Hello, Data.
Who's a good robot?
He looks younger there.
He does. It's the lighting.
Yeah.
Who's a good robot? Who's a good robot?
People can just bust in.
Me and my camel toe to keep you distracted for a little while we fix the mess you made.
Look at it. Look at it. It's in your face.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Someone call Lipstick Deck and tell him where all that missing lipstick went. Jeez.
No kidding.
That's too much.
For this episode, I will do my own makeup.
Yes. Mm. Yes, give it to me.
I just laughed in spite of myself.
You will be my wife.
No, sit in my lap.
I will make you my woman.
She's got huge earlobes.
They're pretty big, yeah. They're like Shane on Walking Dead.
Right.
Those things have their own trailer and their own building.
Getting sports cast with those.
She's really into like European football. She's always tweeting about it.
Mm-hmm.
Time to feed your betas.
Don't worry about it. They're dead.
I can read their minds.
They're angry.
They think you're right? A dick.
This conversation was pointless. Goodbye.
Lots of standing and pausing. Okay, goodbye. And now Admiral Chang can watch the door. Mm-hmm. That's a little racist. A little racist right there. He's not an admiral.
The whole thing, yeah.
I didn't even catch
he's
that.
Senor Chang.
Yeah. Senor Chang.
It's a proper title. Again, where's his 400 APM?
What kind of socks are those? Gonna air my.
Yeah, you'd think you'd have some sort of direct interface for Data so that he wouldn't have to type things and slow the whole process down.
Wi-Fi, man.
But even so, he's got fingers. Great. Go nuts, man.
Oh, he's doing baseball in his head. Mm-hmm.
You know, Data's
he's waiting for his dental procedure.
This won't hurt a bit. Cartoon lightning. Okay. He's going to get interrogated by the robots.
Right.
Beep, boop.
It's a sort of direct interrogation.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, hello. Ah.
Man. Wow.
Screen cap.
Awesome, dude.
That was the screen cap right there.
That was great.
What'd you do?
I'm going to have to go back and get it. When was that? Arbitrary.
Closer. Nom, 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 nom.
have egg breath.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
He had egg breath.
No, it was, we don't even have eggs.
Beverly. He say protect them?
Kill them.
Oh, kill them.
Protect me, kill them. Worf back there. What are y'all talking about? I'm always just out of earshot.
I found a way to get into every scene where I'm not talking.
It is an honorable way to be in the scene.
They're communicating.
Bane!
Somebody put there. We need a Vulcan in this show.
00111.
You realize with TNG pretty much just gave us no Vulcans.
Right.
So right. For a few little side things. Really interesting they did that.
Yeah. They didn't want any comparisons to Spock.
Hey, wait a minute. You switched characters. How did she get there?
Yeah, she took Worf's place.
Well, Worf is back over there touching the wood again.
Got it. Got this.
See? See? You can see him touching that one spot.
Can I call this episode Worf is back over there touching the wood again?
Right. Yeah.
So
this whole episode.
This camera angle scares me. Something's up. Something
they do this a lot. Yeah.
Upskirt.
Nope. It's just the near angle.
Kelso upskirt.
Watch him go by.
And Universal Translator online.
Oh, that's everybody's stand behind data.
Right.
You don't get to see the little orifice on the roof very often. Looks cool over there. Yeah.
I just love how Worf is in the very back in every shot.
He is.
Look at him. You can see his chest right there in the very back.
Yes. Makeup takes 6 hours. I'm getting in the scene.
This is how I got my SAG card.
It's a good point. His makeup took so long, he probably wanted to be as much as he could be. Look at him. He's just like, oh, this is the worst. All right, plus I'm just watching Worf now. That's all I'm going to do.
Plus, it makes it seem more spacey when you have an alien in the background.
Mm-hmm. Look at him. He's so irritated.
Mm-hmm. You're making my bumps hurt.
So is the bridge in the very center of the top of the saucer section?
I think
I'm
so.
Always assumed
right, yeah. Much. Center yeah. top.
Mm-hmm. They're in the dome.
I don't think that was always true, though. I mean Star Trek-wise. I want to say Enterprise was up toward the front of the dish.
It was always in the dome, wasn't it? Or was
it always in the dome? I know Kirk and them were in the dome.
Mm. Brain dome.
I don't know. That seems like bad design to me for some reason.
Yeah. Because you know exactly where to shoot to get them.
Yeah.
Right, take out the entire bridge.
Aim for the dome.
Don't do it.
Aim for that hole where we can see them walking around talking.
Ooh, he's a vampire.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. That tickles.
What's wrong, Data?
He's turned over some of his control to the nanites.
Always smart. The strongest guy in the ship. Give him right. power. Yeah. That's great.
Sweet. He starts choking the Kelso.
This is so ridiculous.
It's more of a chance, more chances for Brett Spiner to expand his performance.
Right. All right. We want you to act like a robot possessed by robots.
Yep. Change your voice.
And he always does the same change voice.
Mm-hmm. We're out of helium.
We represent the lollipop nanites.
Calculating. Calculating.
Lollipop nanites. That's great.
Look at me.
I was not programmed to love.
It seems weird that they would have more emotions than Data and be simpler creatures of robot descent.
Angrier. Your offer is acceptable. Joke.
I need an ironing board. I'm wrinkly.
Hey, what is forgiveness? Oh, this is going to go
luck
on.
Luck is everywhere, you're saying. Since I couldn't figure that one out. Well, that was easy. You killed my uncle, but we agree.
Mm-hmm. 3.5 minutes left. We got to resolve this.
Because you know what, dude? You're so right. It's going to end in like a minute.
We want Silicon Valley.
Relocation, baby.
Oh, relocation. Here you go, Brian. Sewing it up.
Quickly.
Back on the ship.
Yep. Oh, look at how rapidly everything is being fixed.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Quickly.
Solution montage.
True story. Okay. Exactly. Wow, that thing is just got fart propulsion.
Mm-hmm. Right there in the variable gravity room.
Whoa, look at it go.
My hair is thinning, isn't it?
He's still touching his hair.
Right.
Oh, shite.
Look at Worf is holding down that piece of wood.
Right. We relocated him all right.
Does Wesley get busted for his heirs? Or is he God now? Do they worship him?
He's fine.
Oh, all these TVs.
You created us.
Thank you, Crusher.
We will therefore give you a better zipper in the back. We'll build it for you. Oh, this is it, isn't it?
That's it.
Hold on.
Oh, wait, Guinan, and wrap up.
How was your ham and lemon salad?
Here's some whiskey. Yes, I keep them on my pants. What do you know?
That's how I lost my eyebrows. Does she still do that? She's still shaved in real life, right? She didn't have them.
I don't think. I think it takes so long to grow back.
Yeah, a lot of women just draw them in. I guess she just didn't do that for here. She actually wears less makeup.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Eyebrows.
Somebody drew him on her.
Hey, he's got a girl.
More silence. God, that glowing ant farm.
All right. This is how you create life.
He's hanging out with the pink Power Ranger.
They do it like Power Rangers.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, they're about to all go to the holodeck and play Collider Ball.
Yeah.
Hold on. We're filming Kids Incorporated in a little while. You want to come?
Kids Incorporated. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That was a pretty bad episode.
Oh, man. It was so bad.
You weren't wrong, dude. That was real bad. Mm. Oops. I wanted to autoplay the next one. Very nice. There you go, folks. That's Star Trek. That's the Next Generation, Season 3, Episode 1, Evolution. And now we can worry about other things in our lives, I suppose.
We're facing in our lives doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, it's really not one of my favorite episodes now that I've seen it. I think I'd take it over the one we saw with Crusher and her ghost man. I think I hated that.
I don't know, man. At least there was a lot of action going on in that one. Mm.
There was that old lady popping out of her grave. That was pretty good.
Right. I don't think I could watch this one again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm never seeing this one again. So there you go. We hope you guys enjoyed it. That's the last time you have to watch it too. We'll be back with another regular episode soon. It's the new FilmSec episodes. Always a pleasure. FilmSec.com, all sorts of other things. What else? Flitter, Twitter. It's at FilmSec. I can't talk. And that's it. If you guys have a suggestion of something you'd like us to watch,
Do we know our next movie?
I have no idea. What is it? Do we know? I don't know.
I forgot.
It's something.
Okay.
It's something. We don't amazing.
Even, we're not even going to try.
Twitter, yeah. At FilmSec on Twitter. For me, from everyone else, thank you guys for being here. We'll see you next time.
Shut up, Wesley.
Wesley!